Frampton. Just the mention of his last name set hearts throbbing, and the critics agreed that his appeal wasn't just a matter of beauty king good looks. He was a musical personality of sizable proportions. Or perhaps he is a musical personality of such proportions, because after years out of the spotlight, Peter Frampton is trying to climb back up, as ABC's Lucy Tauss reports.
In the mid-1970s, Peter Frampton was one of the biggest stars in the world. His hugely successful album, Frampton Comes Alive, made him a superstar. The album has sold over 16 million copies. It was, at the time, the biggest-selling live album in music history. Frampton's good looks and long, curly golden hair made him a heartthrob.
When all of a sudden something that big breaks, it's overnight, and one day you go up in the elevator, no one knows who you are. The following day you come down in the elevator, and the elevator guy knows who you are, you know, in a hotel or something.
His rise was spectacular, but his fall was precipitous. He endured a series of major career setbacks.
I don't care.
His follow-up album, I'm in You, sold over a million copies, but was considered a disappointment. A Rolling Stone magazine cover showing a bare-chested Frampton led some critics to conclude he wasn't a serious musician. And then there was the disastrous 1978 movie, Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band.
Sgt. Pepper's is not a great movie. It really had no script to talk of. It was just a story, a very, very loose storyline surrounding wonderful Beatles music, which we did an okay job of doing.
Let me know the way.
On top of that, Frampton was seriously injured in a car crash in Nassau, and bad financial management caused him to lose the fortune he'd earned. Although his star wattage dimmed considerably during the 80s and into the 90s, Frampton continued touring as a sideman with David Bowie and Ringo Starr. Things started to turn around for Frampton as the new millennium began. He established Framptone, a company that designs high-end guitar accessories, and received his first Grammy nomination in 25 years for a track from his DVD Live in Detroit. He also made a cameo appearance in the movie Almost Famous and contributed a couple of songs to the soundtrack.
I'm back. Like Schwarzenegger and Terminator, I'm back.
Frampton is out with his first CD in 9 years. It's called Now. His trademark long blonde hair is gone now, but at 53, he still has the boyish good looks that inspired countless teenage crushes. Frampton has a different perspective on fame these days, though, and says that if Now turns out to be a big success, he'll handle it differently.
If this record brought me to the general public's attention again on a worldwide basis, yes, I would definitely handle the whole situation completely differently from when I did, how I handled it in 1976 through 1980. I think basically because I know I'll make new mistakes, but I won't make the same ones as I made back then.
Reporting for Perspective, I'm Lucy Tauss, ABC News.